Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join me. We actually have 300 individuals on the line. Be sure to call somebody, tell somebody, text somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we have our very special needs and wants. We are going to God in prayer. And before we do that, we always read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens." Whose understanding? God's understanding. "His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord, yes, Lord, add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And God just spoke. Then he says, "May the hearers, the doers, and the seekers receive the blessing from the Lord." Did you hear what I said? May the hearers, the doers, and the seekers receive a blessing from the Lord. Now, I want to say this real quick while the Lord has this on my mind. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. When we say, "May the Lord add a blessing," that's increase, to the hearers, those who have an open ear, the seekers, those who are looking for God, and the doers, those who are doing the service of God, may the Lord add a blessing to them. We are also supposed to say, may we receive it. Amen? Because some people are doing those things, but they're not receiving the blessing of God. You have to be ready for God. Jehovah, you have to be ready to receive God's blessings. Get in position. We talked about that. Amen. All right. So let's move on. We're going to pray unto God. And then we're going to go ahead and make our chart, and we're going to journal and write down those things that we want God to add and multiply and divide and put his power on, and who we want to pray for. And our vision is not who we want to pray for, amen. It's we're going to pray for everybody, amen. We're going to call everybody. And then we're going to talk about this vision that the Lord is speaking about, amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and for that, we say thank you. And Lord, we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness. Help us to continue to keep our eyes looking up to the hills from which cometh all of our help, because all of our help come from you. Bless our ears to hear your revelation, and bless our heart to continue to love and forgive and continue to move forward. We ask our hands to continue to be of service. We ask, Heavenly Father, that our minds be at rest, and help us with wisdom and knowledge, and give us the increase of the revelation and of the proclamation that you would have us to do. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless our feet, Bless our hands, bless our hearts, bless our minds. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for the blessings that are already here. And we thank you for those blessings that are on the way. We ask that you bless each and every person who is on this line, those who will listen later, and those who will only hear about the ministry. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless any disposition that's not like you right now on tonight? Would you bless our hearts and our minds as we prepare to come unto you? Bless us to be clean. Bless us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Bless us to have a mind that is in you. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover every aspect of our lives and help us to be more like you and to do more like you and to receive that which you have given. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this nation, would you bless this country, all the hatred, all the malice, all the envy, all the jealousy, would you put a halt to it and bring it to rest? We ask, would you continue to protect this country, protect those troops, protect our children, protect organizations, protect businesses and pastors and ministers and evangelists and prophets. Continue to go out. We ask, will we continue to rebuke Satan? Say, Satan, get behind me. And would you help us to continue to keep our eyes looking up to the hills from which cometh all of our help, because all of our help come from you. Now, Lord, as we get ready to transition into your presence that we're already in, we want to thank you for being here. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for your listening ear. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings. And we ask, with each and every blessing that's bestowed on this paper, this vision that is written plain, would it be something that is acceptable, something that's pleasing in your sight? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, this is what I want you to do, because I have some music ready. And, of course, with this, I want you to understand that we serve a true and living God. And as you get your paper together, I want you to understand this verse: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. God says, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. You have to keep telling yourself that. Amen. You have to keep believing and trusting in God, because God believes and trusts in you. Amen. And so we have to continue to believe and trust in the power of God, because we serve a good God. God has already done so many things just today. And this is not even Wednesday yet. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So I want you to go ahead and make our cross that Jesus hung on. Amen. Let's go ahead and make that cross. And I want you in the first quadrant, in the first box to the left, add. You can put a plus sign if you want to, but it's going to represent add. Anytime we add something, we increase. God says the Spirit of God will increase in our lives so that we can have more faith. I talked about on Sunday briefly about the faith of a mustard seed when I was speaking to the children. And God says that when we talk about the faith of a mustard seed, once we become in debt or indebted to Christ, and once we accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our faith should become bigger. There should be an increase, because we have tasted and we know what God can do. Amen. But God says he's only requiring the minimum requirement in order to receive, or in order for your plant to grow, is that we have faith of a mustard seed. Let's move on. The neighbor to add is multiply. When we talk about multiply, God says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. God says that there is much work to do in the kingdom of God. There is much work to do, but there are few people who are volunteering to give the word of God. There are few people volunteering to be of service to God. There are few people volunteering to give rather than taking. And so God says, in order for us to multiply whatever we're asking God for, we must sacrifice and multiply the kingdom of God. Well, how do we do that? By giving the word of God and how we treat people on a daily basis and being of service to others instead of always taking. So that's multiply. You can put an X. God says that X represents a crossroad. He says it represents that we need to make sure that we're improving in that area. Because when we talk about multiplying our service, God says we're doing this for Him. So if you're not doing something because you're upset with someone or because you don't want it to benefit them, God says that you're really decreasing your blessing. So we might as well go ahead and do the service of God because we're doing it for the kingdom of God in order to win souls. Then right under add, we want to put the word balance. At first we had the word divide, but divide is so contingent on something that is, when we talk about dividing, we talk about a division, I always think about a competition. So God said there is no competition in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. But when we talk about balance, that seesaw, what is it in your life that you need more balance in? What is it? What is on your seesaw right now? What is weighing on your shoulders that's causing you to go boom? What is weighing on your shoulders that's causing you to remain up in arms? Anytime that we on a balance beam and someone just sits there and we're sitting up, amen, if they come up real quickly, then there is a reaction. And God says the blessing of God, He calls it an uproot. He calls when you plant your seed and when your seed has time to grow, He says there is an uproot. But when the seesaw, amen, when somebody jumps off the seesaw or when you drop your dreams and you drop your hopes and you drop your faith, then boom, you fall. So God says there must be some type of balance. He says, but when we look at this balance being, He says every now and then in life, He says sometimes people are holding us up. The word of God is holding us up. The encouraging words are holding us up. So just imagine a person on a seesaw that's just sitting down on the ground and you're up. God says you need to be upheld. He says whatever it is, whatever the circumstance is. So what type of balance do you need in your life? When we talk about the balance, I just want you to draw a straight line because as a seesaw, we want our lives to be balanced and we want it to be aligned. Put God right in the middle. We want it to be aligned with God, Jehovah, yes, right in the middle, okay? So we want a straight line. We want our lives to be balanced. Then we talk about, we have adding, multiplying, we have balance. Then we talk about the power of God. We don't have any power. Jehovah and God has all the power. There was a song back in the 80s, it says, I got the power. I know that God is incorrect, but that's what the song said, but it's I have the power. But God, all of the power is invested in God. So I want you to put power here, and I want you to think about becoming stronger. Put strength. What areas do you want to become stronger in, and what is it that's causing you to remain weak? What is it? It could be. What is it that's causing you to remain weak and you want to put God's power on it? Because once God's power is on it, then God says you already won the victory because you relinquished, amen, you relinquished that which weighed you so heavily and you gave it to God. And any time we give anything to God, we can count it as a victory. Then we come down here to prayer, right under balance. It's very important. We talk about prayer. Who are we praying for? Well, we're praying for this country. We're praying for this nation. But there are some individuals in your family. There are some neighbors. There are some coworkers. There are some people that you want to pray for. There are some people in the hospitals that you want to pray for. So we want to put those individuals down here. Then we talk about the vision. God says write the vision and make it plain. Many people, as I said before, and this is true, many individuals are sitting on million-dollar ideas, million-dollar businesses, $1 million. You have no idea how much talent you have, and you're sitting on it. But we're going to start praying for it. Amen. We're going to start praying for it. I told you a couple of weeks ago, I said, if you are the individual who has already established a vision that you wanted to have, I said, go ahead and put how you want it to look. We have to continue to work towards this vision. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen by osmosis, like I told you. You can't just go to the gym and look at the weights and expect for you to become stronger. You have to actually put it to action. Execute, that's what it's called, executing the vision. So under vision, I want you to put execute, because from this point forward, we're going to start executing the vision, okay? We're going to start executing the vision through the Spirit of God. Now, since I went over all of these, adding, multiply, balance, power, prayer, vision, okay, we're going to listen to Brother Dappy Keys, I Surrender All, and there may be some other songs that come on, but we're going to listen to Brother Dappy Keys, and this is 6 minutes, 4 seconds. After that, then we're going to, there's going to be an encouraging word. I'm going to give you the announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great night. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love, and I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrit Love. Amen. That was I Surrender All by Mr. Deppy Keys. That was actually the instrumental. Amen. That was actually the instrumental. So I want you to think about the goodness of God. Amen. And I want you to get to the point at some point in your life where you give God everything that you have, your ears to listen to the revelation. Focus on Jesus, because there are a lot of distractions in the world. Ask God to bless your hands. Everything that you touch will be successful. Everywhere that you go, every platform that you are able to step on, people see God and they don't see you. People see the word of God. People are encouraged. They're empowered because God has his hands on you. You must understand that this activity of the needs and wants is not just an activity to go through the motions. We have to execute everything that we put. If you want God to bless your health, to increase your health, you have to start eating right. You have to start doing things that's going to help your heart. If you want God to give you more rest, you have to take care of your body, and you have to go to bed at a decent time or get a little extra sleep. If you want God to multiply in your life, you got to work twice as hard. I laugh at myself all the time, constantly. It's like I'm working for an army, and I'm only working for, that's it. But I'm going to work hard because I like results. I'm going to work hard because I want to please God. I'm going to work hard because people need service. Then we talk about balance. If you want your life to be balanced, then you got to make some sacrifices. Those things is weighing you down. You're going to have to let them go. You're going to have to give them to God. Put them in God's hands and leave them there. Stop trying to take things back from God. Once you give it to God, that's it. You've already won. Then that brings us to our next point of power. We ask for strength to make it every single day, and God does that. But we have to uphold our parts, and we have to keep exercising our faith. God says, I'm going to give you strength. He says, I'm going to take care of you. He says, but you're going to have to exercise your faith. Not just when you listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com Stellar Gospel Music, not when you hear Yolanda Adams song, not when you hear Mr. Hezekiah Walker, not when you hear a Tamla Mann song, not when you hear a Mr. Travis Green song, but when you hear the word of God every day. When God blesses you to open your eyes, you're going to have to exercise your faith. And that's what God expects. He says, every day, I want you in the spiritual gym exercising your faith. That says, no matter what come my way, Lord, I'm going to keep the strength and I'm going to make it. And God will bless you, and he will bless you abundantly. But you have to exercise your faith on the daily. You have to be consistent in season and out of season. Because there's going to come a season in everybody's life where you are going to have to be strong. And if you haven't been practicing and lifting your faith, lifting your praises unto God, then you're going to become weak. That's how people get stressed. That's how people want to just end it. But every day when you have breath in your body, the Lord blesses you wherever you are. You can be in the hospital, wherever you are. You have to exercise your faith. How do you do that? By not feeling sorry for yourself. By praying to God, asking God for strength. If God bless you to be able to move, get out the bed. Walk, whether it's 2 or 3 steps. God says, if you make 2 or 3 steps, he says, I will do the rest. But you have to put forth the effort. Amen. Amen. So every day is very important. We want the power of God, but God says you're going to have to exercise. You're going to have to exercise your faith. Then we talk about prayer. Prayer is essential. This world is in trouble. There's just an unrest. And I want to touch on this a little bit as God has given this to me. We are so concerned about, in other words, race relations. Well, we need to be concerned about love. We need to be concerned about how in the world are we going to help our youth of this country? How in the world are we going to stop violence? How in the world are we going to unite people? How in the world are we going to stop people from hurting other people? How in the world are we going to unite people together where people will stop pulling the rug under each other or trying to put the wool over people's eyes? How in the world are we going to do that? But instead, there's so much unrest. Everybody wants to be superior, and nobody wants God to be superior, and we're inferior. We have to get out of that. Some of you listen to this ministry. You have to take that hate out of your heart, and you have to put love in there in spite of. That's how you know you're growing, when you can love in spite of, when you can forgive in spite of, and you can keep moving, and you can be happy about keep continuing to move in the direction that God has asked you to move in. That's how you know that this is real, because otherwise you're just coming on here and you're just writing things. It means absolutely nothing, because when you go back in the real world and you hate your brother and sister because of the color of their skin or because of their belief or because of whatever, then all this is null and void. We have to stop doing that. Then we have to think about, would I want to be treated like that? Because it's going to come back to you. That's the thing. We was talking about that today. I was talking to a friend, and I was talking to my parents about that. Everything we do going to come back to us. It's just like when you go fishing and you had that bait, you put that bait out. Everything we do is going to come back to us. What do you want to come back to you? We talk about prayer. If you want good things to come back to you, then put out the good. If you want bad things, then I guess you'll put out bad things. I don't know. But this world is in a terrible fix because there's so much hatred. For what? Where is that going to get you? That young lady lost her life in Virginia because of her belief. We look at the newspapers. I've been reading because I've been meditating and praying to God these last couple of days, but I need to be on here every day. Amen. Praise God. But people are dying. Why? For absolutely no reason. Because of hate, because of something that happened. We have to do better, y'all. We have to be about God's business because we never know when God's going to call us. And it would be a shame to gain this whole world and lose our soul at the end. Gain the whole world and lose our soul. It's very important. We need to stop the hate. Stop the wars. Stop being messy. Stop lying. We need to stop doing all that. Amen. We have to be about the business of God, especially if we want God to add to our lives. We want God to multiply. We want God to give us balance and power. We want to be able to pray for people, and we want healing, and we want deliverance. We have to be sincere about this. There is no need to go out there and hurt other people because of their beliefs. There is no need to go out there and get mad at somebody and take their lives. We're not God, and we're not even close to being God. We have to do better. Then when we talk about vision, some of us, you're very talented, and you're going to have to plant that seed of faith in order to bring your vision to life. You can't expect people, just like Mr. Thomas was saying, Eric, you cannot expect people to embrace your vision. They're going to be people who embrace your vision, yes. But for the most part, you're going to have to bring your vision to life. You're going to have to be the one who carry your vision. You're going to have to be the one who birthed your vision. You're going to have to be the one, when your vision comes to pass, to blow life in your vision. You're going to have to be the one who's feeding your vision. You're going to have to be the one who's nurturing and encouraging your vision. And all those other things will be added unto you, but you have to start it. Amen? Amen. And God is going to do some great things, and he's already doing great things, because we serve a true and living God. And because we serve a true and living God, everything will be all right. There are people who are worried. There are people who are going through things. And we need the Lord as close to us as we possibly can. And so that means every day God is speaking, y'all. God says, I'm going to give you the strength. God says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to take care of you. He says, but you're going to have to exercise your faith every single day, no matter what. Sometimes you don't feel like it, but you're going to have to exercise your faith. You're going to have to believe that God is going to do it. And when God gives you the opportunity to rest, take it. When God gives you the opportunity to think, think. When God gives you the opportunity to be blessed, accept and receive your blessings. We live in a world, a dark and evil world. We live in a world that is spooked. We live in a world where people won't speak up for what's right. People won't correct what's wrong. But that's not our job to worry about that, because it'll come back. Our job is to continue to ask God to add, multiply, and balance our lives. But we have to continue, I cannot stress it enough, every single day. We have to continue to exercise our faith. Some of you come and you're just broken. And you've been broken. And the reason why you continue to be broken, it's not because people continue to break you. It's because you refuse to receive what God has to offer you to put you back together. Somebody broke your heart. Okay. Pray to God. Ask God to fill that void with his love. You're still upset. Okay. Ask God to bring that peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not the end of the world. The world's not going to end because of that, whatever that is. And you shouldn't end either. Every day shall be a day of thanksgiving. When you wake up in the morning, you should be smiling, because God has blessed you to see another day. No matter what the circumstance is, because God's going to always take care of you. That's a promise. But show some sign that you appreciate the Lord even thinking about waking you up. And then when you start on your way, he kept you safe. You made it from point A to point B. Somebody didn't make it, but you made it. Thank God for that. Then he brought you safely back. God took you through a storm. You still complaining because you had to go through the storm. God said, I did this on purpose to make you stronger, to teach you how people really are. You find out. He says, because your life is limitless. The sky is the limit. And you might as well find out now. It's never a good time. But when God takes you through a storm, you shouldn't still be complaining about it, especially if he brought you out as the victor. Why are we still complaining? God is too good. Why is it within the past few days. Every time you turn, it's something. Can there not be a day of peace and thanksgiving? Can there not be a day where everybody is at peace? What does that mean? That means controlling your anger. That means minding your business. That means doing the right thing. That means being an example for a kid in your life. That means being obedient unto God for a day. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. And it's up to you. Nobody can force you to choose to live for God. Every day is not Sunday. Nobody's perfect. But for the most part, we should be living up to the expectations of who God is and what he stands for. And so we just have to do better in that aspect. And we have to make sure that we're at peace with God, with ourselves, and with everybody else. Because as I said before, when you're upset and you're angry, you have to remember, okay, I'm supposed to smile here, but I'm not supposed to smile here. I'm supposed to wave here. I'm not supposed to wave here. You have to remember all that stuff. That's too much stuff to remember. Just live. God never intended for us to be miserable, unhappy, sad, mad. Things happen in life. Yeah, of course. Things happen in life. But we should always be thankful that God blessed us. And he's blessing us to see these beautiful days that the Lord has given. Okay? All right. So I have a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great morning. Good morning. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/feet of love. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AlfredaLove at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, please be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, be sure to put all of your family members in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. The reason why I say pray for those you know and those you do not know is because it's very important that you pray for each and every person. It's very important. Your family members, your friends, yourself. It's very important that you remain encouraged. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the website, AfreedaLoveShow.com, and StellarGospelMusic.com. If you need a presenter on education, anything with health and fitness, anything with organizational theories, anything with when we talk about history, when we talk about anything with Lord, which word am I trying to use? Yes, yes, Lord. Okay, yes. Anything about business endeavors, please email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. But check out AfreedaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, make sure that you come back on Tomorrow God's Will, because we are going to have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. Also, make sure that you check out the website. We have a couple of new adventures that's coming up with the AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. A couple of new adventures, and I want you to be a part of it. In addition to that, make sure that you just continue to enjoy life. Live it to the fullest, and know that God will always take care of you. He will always do that. And so, you know, you can go to sleep at night, amen? And you can understand and know that God is an awesome God. In addition to that, continue to pray for our youth. Pray for our youth all around this country. We want to pray over every youth who is at school to keep every youth safe. We want to pray for those who are in education. We want to pray for those who own businesses. We want to pray for those who don't own businesses. We want to pray for just everybody. We want to pray for this nation, this country. We want to pray for the president. We want to pray for all those individuals. We continue to pray things that God revealed to me is that if we're going to really love God with all of our heart, we have to love everybody. We really do. And it's true. And that is a test because God says you have to love everybody in order to experience my eternal love. God is going to love us regardless, but there is an eternal love. And eternal love equals eternal life with God. Amen? Amen. So we must be about the Father's business. Amen? Now, I told you that we had acceleration. I told you that we had showtime. And I told you this week is going to be a week of just God is going to do some great things. Last week was a sample. Amen? And I'm going to tell you, I have my sample last week. But this week, God's going to do some great things. And I want you to expect something from God. I say God. God. Jehovah. God. Amen? Because God is getting ready to do some big things. And we want to make sure that we're receptive of what God is getting ready to do. God says, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his word. But God says, go a little further, Dr. Love. Go a little further, Frida. Go a little further, Coach Love. But the hearers, doers, and seekers shall be prepared to receive. God says, it's just like, I'm going to tell you this, then I'm out of here. You know, it's just like that story that I put on Facebook. Some of you, some of us have billion-dollar plans, billion-dollar. You're already sitting on $1 billion. You're already worth $1 billion. But because we're not executing, God says that that's null and void. And so we must execute. We must exercise our faith in God. Amen? Amen. So it's time to execute. We talk about the vision. God says there's nothing too hard for him. Amen? Amen. So be sure to call somebody, tell somebody, text somebody to listen to the AfricaLoveShow.com. The guest call-in number is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981. Be sure to let somebody know that the ministry was on, and each show is archived, so you can listen to this show anytime that you would like. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, God will take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Arita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Arita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.